Stu Peters is a really interesting, informative guy, and he's here with us in studio. He's also going to interview me later today for his show. He's been a former bounty hunter and so much more. StuPeters.com, Real Stu Peters on Twitter. But I disagree with some of the stuff you say, but what I think overall we agree on 95% is a sense of urgency, and that we have an out-of-control, illegitimate system that's really working against us. So, Stu, there's so much to cover here with you. It's great to have you in studio with us. I'm excited to go on your show as well. What do you want to dive into first?
Well, I mean, just exactly that. We have an illegitimate government that we're not going to be able to vote our way out of. So the sense of urgency, you know, is incumbent upon us. So you've been doing this for decades, right? And now, you know, alone for so long. And now so many people are waking up. Alternative media is obviously exploding. The fake controlled press is becoming more and more irrelevant. People aren't listening anymore. But I feel like there's so many people that are still preparing their dinner in their kitchen, going to soccer practice, going home, hustle and bustle, Christmas season time, pagan holiday celebrations. They get tied up in turning on the TV and doing whatever it is that they tell them to do, which is why we now have so many people dying suddenly. People are injecting themselves with pharmaceuticals that are coming from countries that are adversarial to us. Our whole system has been infiltrated, all of it. So if we can't vote our way out of it, one of your callers was talking about a militia. Okay, well, we need to be like 100 or 200 million strong, because they literally are trying to kill us. And so you mentioned globalists, right? People are always talking about they are out of control. They are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? And when you really step back and take an honest look at every single level of our federal bureaucracy, there's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. And it's the one thing that'll get you nuked off the face of the planet. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll get your Twitter shut down. It'll get you kicked off of Rumble. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration. So if that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about. One country, one entity, one group of people is infiltrating every single level of our bureaucracy. We have United States Congress people that can't even swear an oath to the Constitution and take office here to do the bidding of the people of the United States of America until they get the blessings of the nation state of Israel. That's a scary thought. They have to go there. They have to swear an allegiance to a foreign state. We have to swear all of this money to the so-called greatest ally. Where is this narrative coming from? What makes them our greatest ally? What kind of damage have they done in our country already? What kind of damage are they continuing to do? Where are all these wars coming from? Every single one of these proxy wars goes back to the funding of the Rothschilds. They've been involved with every single intervention that we've had. The criminal central banking cabal. This is the banking cabal that Vladimir Putin kicked out of Russia and said, no, we're going to care about the interests of our country. We're going to care about the interests of our people. That's nationalism. And to destroy America from the inside out, they have to destroy the very idea of nationalism. And that's what's being attacked right now. We're so divided. We're conquered. We are an occupied country. We don't have a government. We have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. And we don't have any representation in our government. And that's a scary place to be.
So let me ask you this. I don't like Israel Firsters in our government. I don't like the Chi-Coms heavily involved in our government either. But I'm also not against Jews or against Israel in general. And so I think, and I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but I'm saying at a third-dimensional level, there's absolutely a big bureaucracy. You know, there's a lot of propaganda to just go on with whatever Israel says, whoever's in charge at the time. But Israel has a civil war going on. Netanyahu is in a parliamentary position where he has less votes than Justin Trudeau, who's been elected with 27% of the vote, because in a parliamentary system for Americans, you got to have the majority here of the voters. Not in the parliamentary. You can get, like Merkel, 25%, but they get other coalitions to join you. So I don't see Israel just as one block. And there comes this fetish, though, to like say, well, is someone anti-Israel or they pro-Israel? My issue is it gets very, very sophisticated, and you have a lot of other big players and big operations. So I don't mind sitting there and what you said. I figured you'd talk like that. Talking about that, my issue is that I don't think at the end of the day, if we just erased Israel off the map or if all the Jews on the planet were teleported to another world, then our problems would end. I mean, are you saying Israel is the problem? And if so, who is Israel? What is their aim?
Well, they're certainly not the Israel of the Bible. This is a pro-homosexual, pro-baby murdering, abortion loving mandate fifth booster for your entire population. They're all injected with this mRNA bioweapon poison.
But isn't that the rest of the West?
This is the secular state of Israel that I'm talking about. This is devil worshiping satanic Zionism. I'm not talking about real practicing Jews. None of these people that we're talking about.
Sure, you got the Nutricardi and the Orthodox Jews don't like it either.
I mean, where did Epstein come from? Where does the Mossad operate? Why are we without question forced to send hundreds of billions of dollars to this nation state that's killing?
So are you saying if Israel disappeared, our problems would be solved?
A lot of them, yes.
How much? 90%, 50%?
Well, let's take a look at Biden's cabinet. How about all of the people that are making decisions for the State Department? How much money we're sending? How many missiles we're lobbying? We're killing millions of people and spending trillions of dollars on behalf of this small little country called Israel. I mean, really, the entire military-industrial complex is infiltrated by Zionists from Israel. The military-industrial
complex. By the way, everybody always thinks people think I pre-planned my show. I heard a few days ago you wanted to come to town. I said, great, come in here. We didn't talk about what you were going to cover.
No.
I'm just saying, everybody thinks my show's all calculated. I just have guests on.
Alex will tell you that we decided at 6 o'clock last night that we were coming down last night. Stayed at the hotel, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask you what you're about to talk about. My whole issue here is, if you want to talk about one racial group, and I'm not blaming Chinese people, they're homogeneous, 1.5 billion people. And China believes they're going to racially supremacize the world, and they own Hollywood. They don't run Hollywood. And I talk about China being a major issue. And people go, you're making up. It's the Zionists. They're and everything. So it's like Israel's this little bitty country with a very small population. And if I fall on a banana peel, I don't say it's the Chinese communists. But they're in our business big time. And I'm not saying they run everything either. I see Israel, whoever runs at the time, having a lot of power and definitely laundering money and corrupt and all the rest of it. Just like all these governments. What about all these other? What about the French government or the UK government or the Venezuelan government? I mean, to me, it's just like Israel's this tiny little country, and I get it controls a lot of U.S. policy, but
all of it. It controls all of U.S. policy. Venezuela doesn't impact our policy. We're not bombing people on behalf of Israel. We're not killing millions of people.
Well, then we can't pump oil here. He shut down new permits, Biden, but we're getting our oil now from Venezuela.
Yeah. And we're getting.
I'm not saying Venezuela runs things. I'm saying. I don't get this thing. I'm not saying you're completely wrong about everything. People love to say, I work for Israel. Well, all I have is the ADL saying shut me down and suing me.
Yeah.
Well. So I'm certainly not getting checks from them. I'll tell you that. But at the same time, do you think the average Jew is in on this?
No. Not practicing Jews. Messianic practicing Jews are worshiping Jesus Christ, just like in 1776, those men that made all of those sacrifices to liberate a country when they were defeated, George Washington.
So you're saying if they're not a Messianic Jew, they're in on it?
No. I am saying that the nation state of Israel and the power structure there, funded by the likes of Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street and the Rothschilds, who control 100% of our media, have been able to gaslight and propagandize everybody into this unfettered, unquestionable support for this nation state of Israel that is infiltrating our government at every single level.
Well, I think it's very fair to question Israel.
And if you say to the average person, they don't know that our Congress members, our representatives at the federal level, have to actually swear an allegiance to this foreign state before they can take the oath of our own constitution to do the bidding of our people. That should concern everybody.
No, I agree. We should not have dual loyalties.
Or dual citizenship. These people control our military.
Well, Israel's not the only place with dual citizenship.
But these people control our military-industrial complex. These people fund Lockheed Martin and Raytheon so that we can go and make missile testing sites in Ukraine. Why are we fighting a war in Ukraine? Has Congress declared a war? No.
So that's Jews too.
So if Congress hasn't declared a war,
the whole the Ukraine thing's Jews too.
It's all about, it all points back to Israel. Because
explain to me, because I thought it was a NATO battle with Russia. They've been using that for a proxy war. I know Zelensky's Jewish, but what?
Who controls NATO? Who funds NATO? 75% the United States of America. Where does that funding come from? Every single military intervention that we have ever been involved with is funded by the same group of people and enriches these NGOs and enriches the fat cats like Lindsey Graham and, you know, the Turtle Lord Mitch McConnell in the D.C. Beltway. These people are killing millions of innocent people. We talked last time, I don't know if it was on my show or yours, we talked about what's happening in Gaza, one of the most densely populated areas where 50% of the population is under the age of 15, 75% is under the age of 25, and you have members of Congress demanding that we go blow up apartment buildings and nuke these people off the face of the planet. What is the benchmark for success in Gaza? We delete.
Well, I certainly think that you can't target a civilian population because there's a terror group within it. I've said I think this is terrible PR for Israel. It's actually here's my next question.
Say it how it is. They're war criminals and they're committing war crimes right on Twitter, right out in front of the war. They're bragging about.
Well, then you can argue the Marines did it in Fallujah because we got attacked from a city, so we leveled it. Let's just expand on this for a moment. See. Stu, I'm not condescending to you. I think you're a smart guy, okay? But I'm trying to really get you to think about something here. Harvard, Yale, Princeton all basically say from the mountains to the sea, get rid of Israel. So to me, it's not black and white. You're either for Israel or for Hamas, vice versa. Why is all the academia and the leftists that are funded by BlackRock literally teaching that Jews are inherently evil and they're attacking them all over the place and the university saying they're inherently bad and the Islam is allied with the left? And then I agree, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit a leftist Jew in charge of it. There's some other people that aren't Jewish, but it's probably half Jewish people literally running the Islamic groups that hate the West and hate Israel. So I'm looking at this, you've got Israel over here and then a bunch of leftist academics like Noam Chomsky, saying the Muslims are little sweetie cakes, which they're not. They want to take over, on average. And I'm asking you then, if the Jews run everything, which I don't think they do, why is academia, that is the heart of the globalist, literally promoting the destruction of Israel?
We have been gaslit and programmed about Israel for decades. And there are independent people at every level that are going to say things to get the normal person to think in a certain way. There is a cognitive disconnect in our country because of the media programming, because people can't turn off the fake Fox News channel and people can't turn off, you know, CNN or MSNBC, however you believe in this fake two-party representative government system. Well, I'm a conservative, so I'm going to watch Fox. Not knowing that they're funded by the same people. And so if academia is being, you know, infiltrated by the same people, in order to cause discord, in order to keep us divided, there has to be a contrary message. So for
example... Okay, so yeah, no. Oh, I'm now you're talking my turkey. It's a giant Hegelian dialectic. Well, so you have like MSNBC, CNN... 80% of their coverage is pro-Palestinian. I'm not saying bad things aren't happening to them. It's terrible. We played the clips, the kids dying, all this stuff. But, I mean, there's a larger dialectic here.
What is that? I mean, look at that. What is the Star of David? Is there a Star of David in the Bible? What is this?
There actually is. It's the Seal of Solomon.
Is that it?
That's the Seal of Solomon, you know. That's the seal he was given by God to control any demons he wanted.
Because to me, that looks like a pentagram. Why are our sitting members of Congress wearing this nation state's flag on their lapel pins? Why are we?
I don't like the Ukraine flag. I get it. I'm not against Israel or Ukraine, but I think it's weird.
Well, given what's happening in our
country, this predates Baphomet. This is the Seal of Solomon,
pre 1940, right? So, Ukraine. Where did Ukraine come from? What happened in Ukraine in 2014? Our CIA effected a violent coup in that country. Why did they do that? because the democratically elected administration, where both sides admitted that the vote was fair, that administration prior to Zelensky's installation was adopting some pro-Russia policies. Why? Because when the arbitrary borders of Ukraine, the fake borders of Ukraine, were established after Lenin's color revolution, that uninhabited area was settled by ethnic Russians. They wanted to just be Russia.
There's a Jewish state in Russia people don't even know about.
They wanted to just be Russia. And so we have to have a boogeyman to go bomb. Why is it just relentlessly Vladimir Putin who cares about the interests? This guy's an Orthodox Christian who has built not abominations, but has built beautiful cathedrals and places of worship for Christians since his reign of power. He cares about the interests of his people. He's not going to be controlled by a one world governance. From where I sit, it looks like this might be one of the only guys that's actually standing between what's left of the free world and whatever this one world governance is that's rushing our way. I mean, we have the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, everybody that's making decisions about who we bomb and where, and what is the common element, the one thing that you're not allowed to talk about. And so if we have a big problem to talk about and a big problem to solve, it's going to be the thing that they want to shut you up about.
No, I know, but let's put the Seal of Solomon up. This is a lot bigger than Jews, my friend. This goes back to Babylon, and this goes back to ancient Egypt. That seal predates Solomon. And the point is, it is about ritual magic. So that's why they're all so obsessed with it.
And they shouldn't be. We are a country founded under God. We are a Christian country with a
But you can say the stars on our flag are pentagrams right side up. A pentacle is just a symbol of a human.
The behavior of those who have infiltrated our government.
No, but a rainbow. God gave us the rainbow in Genesis.
And now it represents satanic.
But I mean, so what I'm saying, I don't see how take a star. A pentagram is an inverted person, okay? All right? But a normal star is just a person. It's arms, legs. It's a symbol of a human. And you've got the pentagram that is a human upside down, which is anti-human. This is the death cult. This is the life cult. I don't see a star as satanic. Satanists use it because it's powerful. Just as I see the seal of Solomon is not a satanic symbol. It's a symbol of infinity, very similar to the hourglass from another perspective. Does that
make
sense?
They use it because it's powerful, and we were told.
Well, this is the archetype. This is actually the symbol is an hourglass. Infinity, that's just infinity laid over itself.
Symbolism aside.
Yeah.
Do you believe that we don't have a problem with Zionist infiltration in our government? I mean, nobody can honestly say that.
No, I think under the rubric of that, there's an organized crime syndicate doing whatever it wants, and there's a bunch of mafias.
And it's murderous. And it's causing Americans and people.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think the ADL had said they want me shut down and Trump shut down?
Well, the ADL wants you shut down because you give a contrary message to what they pay for in the media.
Exactly. So I'm not going to play their game and hate them and give them what they want. I'm just going to promote freedom, and they want to lie about me and be all racist and do all this. That's fine. People know now. I'm not here to defend Jews. I'm just saying I don't think the power structure is the Jews. I think it's more sophisticated. Let's come back and talk about it.
Yeah.
Yo, America. Tired of the same old fizz? Say hello to Sensi Pop, the soda that slaps harder than a summer storm. Every can's loaded with 20 milligrams of naturally occurring THC, delivering a buzz that's smoother than a back road cruise and bolder than a dive bar jukebox. This ain't your grandpa's soda pop. This is Sensi Pop, the American classic remixed for the modern vibe. From cornfields to concrete, Sensi Pop's got that spark to light up your night. Crack it, sip it, feel the pop. Sensi Pop, get ready to feel the fizz. Explore your vibes at AmericanHempHub.com.
Don't let the IRS rob you. Where is your money going? Over 4 million government credit cards by federal employees were used to make 90 million transactions with no accountability. DOGE has found $4.7 trillion in federal spending that is untraceable or fraudulent. You work hard to pay your bills, and a significant portion of your money is funneled to thieves and fraudsters through the taxes you pay to the IRS. The IRS wants you to feel powerless. Be a slave that shuts up and give them them your hard-earned money, but there is a way out of this slavery. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. For freedom, go to freedomlawschool.org today.
If you currently have money in the bank, a 401k, or even precious metals in an IRA, you may want to listen up. You're going to want to have a place where you have a guarantee on your funds. As we go into a lower interest rate environment, banks will be stressed out when the commercial real estate crisis happens. Right now, you can get a guarantee. Yes, a guarantee on your principal and get a 29% bonus. If you're younger than 65 years of age, we can utilize an insurance-based contract that has been around for over 100 years. And guess what? You get a guarantee on your funds. You get a guarantee on your principal. We want to help you find a guarantee on your funds that are actually outside of banking laws, outside of securities laws. Right now, as interest rates are getting lowered, we only have this special running to November 1st. Go to greenmoneysolutions.com, fill out your information, and let's just see if you qualify.
Stu Peters is our guest here. We did not talk before he came on. He said, I'm going to come into town interview. I want to come on. I said, hey, come on the show. And we're going down the rabbit hole here on Israel. I certainly think the people that run Israel think that they can do whatever they want. There's a lot of arrogance there. I don't like any of these big modern Western governments. I think they're all despicable and disgusting. Israel clearly stood down on October 7th. I said that the day it happened. It's come out in mainstream news. They admit they did. Where's the investigation of that? Then you got Biden funding Hezbollah through Iran to Hamas. There's a lot. You got Obama backing the Muslim Brotherhood. You've got the West bringing all the Islamics in. You've got the universities backing the Islamics against Israel. I see a much larger clash of civilizations, Hegelian dialectic taking place. And I want, just in closing, I'd love to see it's in Canada or Australia or Germany or the U.S. or Israel or Morocco or wherever. I'd love to see patriots in Israel take their government back and not be part of this. I'd love to see, I just see them as people.
As an America First guy, I'd rather see the American people intervene and rise up against this murderous government that we have here. You know, and going back to the star thing, why do they call it the Star of David if it's the Seal of Solomon? I mean, that's not biblical. That's just more Jewish mysticism. It's fake. If you want to talk about what that is, look up the Star of Remphan. And talk about the ethnic Khazars. They're not even Jewish. These are the people who I'm talking about presenting a major problem, you know, globally. These people are responsible for the infiltration of our government. I think we need to talk about it. And look, here.
Hey, you're welcome to.
In Acts chapter 7, it says, yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your god Remphan. That's that star. So this is a false god.
Pull up the Star of Remphan.
The Star of Remphan. Figures which ye made to worship them, a false god, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. So if it's the Star of David, and we call it the Star of David, and it represents the nation state of Israel, the secular, non-biblical nation state of Israel, that's carrying out operations across the face of the planet, particularly inside of our own government, and has infiltrated our intelligence apparatus, the CIA, who's effecting violent coups in other countries to install governments that will do the bidding of the one world government. Who is funding it? Who is making it happen? Where is it all coming from?
Well, there's definitely been an internal battle in the CIA between Mossad, MI6, and the CIA, or who would control it.
The CIA teaches the Mossad how to carry out operations on the American people. They teach MI6 how to carry out these.
Well, but I thought Mossad's in charge, though. Why? How is the CIA teaching?
Where does the funding come from? It's illegal for the CIA to take and carry out operations on the American people. Not to say that they don't do it every single day, but that's what we did with the installation of a fake government in Ukraine, and then we just go bomb the hell out of everybody. All these military interventions.
Because we get into Elon Musk and the election and the open borders. And I didn't know what we were going to talk about.
We can do that. And I want to. But But just to say, like,
well, then just 5 more minutes on
who was dancing on September 11th. I'll never forget that. The dancing Israelis. I will never forget the USS Liberty. This is Israel that strafed the USS Liberty in cold blood, knowingly murdering
and torpedoed
and tried to sink. And then LBJ tries to cover it up. Why? This is our greatest ally. Have they ever fought alongside of us in one of these fake interventions that enriches all of these NGOs and sucks the blood right out of the American taxpayer while we kill millions of people for no purpose at all whatsoever? Name one military intervention that the Rothschilds have funded that has made the United States or its people safer. Why is our border intentionally open right here? You're in Texas. Why is our border intentionally open while this fake government orchestrates, implements, and carries out a physical invasion of our own country? But yet we send.
Well,
all
now
of
you
military,
got my attention because we send all I don't like millions for Ukraine's border or Israel's. And I definitely agree with you that that's a point we should point out.
And we
that we're paying for their borders. They deserve borders, but we don't.
And we send all of our military assets and billions of dollars to go protect their borders. Why? And why are we not allowed to ask that question? Who's making those decisions? When you look at the Biden cabinet and you look at ethnicity and heritage and where these people come from, these aren't practicing Jews. That's not the claim that I'm making here. I'm not alleging that Jewish people are bad. I'm talking about the Khazars. I'm talking about the Zionists. And I think it's a big problem.
Yeah, well,
I just encourage people to go do their own research.
Yeah, I think Israel is a powerful, rich country that has a lot of people around the world that support it. And I just see it as one more of these big modern Western states. I really because whenever I try to bring up China, 1.5 billion people, ethno state, trying to take over 3 million Uyghurs in camps, you know, millions of their people killed. It's like, no, 1,500 Palestinians or 15,000. And I care about that, too. So let's spend half the time on the 15,000 Palestinians and half the time on the Chinese being murdered. But it's like, no. It's like Israel. And it is spiritual, though, because there's this obsession with Israel. I mean, it's like, when I had Kanye West in here for 4 hours, I'd said, hey, let's just spend another hour worshiping Hitler. And then can we move on to other subjects like your schools or what you think about, you know, music? No. He just was like, I'm on air. You're not stopping me. Jews. And I'm like, okay, well, we've spent now 3 hours on Jews. It's like, do I just go Jew, 24 hours a day, no sleep, or I'm a sellout? Do I just constantly obsess on Jews? Just like Jews. Because I want to be a good person. All I'm saying is I see a lot of other forces in the world, and then I look at Jews and I see a whole bunch of groups. You got all these Orthodox Jews that don't think Israel should exist, and like 60%+ don't like Netanyahu. They're in a civil war, and then there's a setup, and they know it's an attack, and all this blows up. I just see Israel being used as an aircraft carrier in the Middle East, and just like Ukraine, a money laundering operation for the Defense Department.
Yeah. Israel, you basically nailed it down. Israel is the front lines for the military-industrial complex, because any single cent, any penny, any dime that's asked for to go and support this secular nation state, our greatest ally, will be unquestionably get you. You're not allowed to question it. We'll just.
So somebody asks you, so what do we do? If you were God, what would you do to Israel? I mean, we could sit here talk about Israel all day.
No, we don't have to. God already.
No. Just tell me. No, we're here. Just, I mean, I just don't, I'm sorry. There are a lot of Americans that are obsessed with Israel, a lot of evangelicals that worship it. I think that's sick. I don't worship Israel. I also don't have a hard-on against Israel. So I see the sophistication of things. Maybe I'm blind spiritually. What do we do? If you're God, what do we do to Israel right now?
Well, first of all, I mean, we need to stop funding their wars. We need to stop helping them, assisting them in what appears to be an ethnic cleansing happening.
Well, I mean, I agree with Senator Paul and everybody. I don't want to send money to Ukraine, Israel, anybody.
Congressman Massey is really the only one that's really actually speaking the truth about any of this, and I'm glad that he is. I mean, he's probably the only truly America First representative that we have in our fake government right now. What about elections? What about the interference in our elections? Are we going to vote our way out of this? Are we going to just pretend like 2024 Trump takes over and then we don't have any more problems?
So, but you like Trump, right?
I like the 2015 going into 2016 America First Trump.
Okay, but I mean, you know, his daughter's married to a Jew.
That's right.
He did more for Israel than
I don't like that.
But why not? He went and got the Abraham Accords for peace.
Wouldn't
it be good if they all just live in peace?
Didn't Donald Trump just basically surround himself with the entire deep state that he swore that he was going to go up against?
Well, I just said why he's supporting Trump. He was trying to fix it.
I'm not supporting Trump. I don't support any. I think every political candidate.
So you think Trump's bad?
It's a non-conversation.
Is Trump a Jewish agent?
I don't know. But what I do know is that talking about any candidate is foolish. What are we going
to
do?
Why shouldn't we engage with Israel and try to fix this?
I think we should. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is the de facto president of the United States, if you want to just keep it real. He's calling the shots. And as a matter of fact, there's videos of him saying it doesn't matter what the American people feel about Israel. It doesn't matter what the American government feels about Israel, because we have them so programmed that they will do anything for Israel. We can do whatever we want and get away with it. He has said that himself on tape. And if that kind of control and power structure exists.
I've seen that written. But I haven't quite seen that video. Tell us where we see that video. What's the name of it?
I don't know what the name of the video is. Alex could probably pull it up and send it to you. But we've aired it on.
Your producer's name, Alex?
Yeah, he's like my right hand.
Alex, can you give us that? We'll play it.
We can play. I mean, but if we have that kind of control structure and power over our entire operating system of our.
So if you had a magic wand, get rid of the top of the Jews or just get rid of all of them? Or like you got a magic wand.
The satanic, non-practicing, fake Jews, the Khazars, the Zionists who are infiltrating free governments across the face of the planet, ours being.
Well, let me ask you a question, because again, I'm not anti-Jew. I don't like the leftists and all that. You know, Elon Musk said, "Hey, why do the leftist Jews want to bring in a bunch of people that and teach people that hate white people? Don't you get why you're being attacked? They call it anti-Semitic." No, he's being honest. I just never. I mean, because I find humans act the same across the board. They have smart elites, corrupt governments. They all try the same tactics. I see Israel, whoever runs it at any one time, doing scams. And so I see that. The Jews are mad about it in Israel. Well, I mean, you're just saying in the world, because all I'm getting is from you or Kanye West is Jews. I mean, like if you just don't care of them, then the trains run on time. Or, I mean, what happens?
If we get rid of a power structure from any government that's outside of the United States that has infiltrated our government and steals money from the American taxpayer to kill innocent people, any of those governments, who is doing this? Who is funding this? When you look at the media and you look at AIPAC and the ADL and the power that they have inside of our government, you can't deny that. They own the military-industrial complex. So is it the only problem? No, I'm not saying that. It is the biggest problem. It is the most imminent problem. It is
Because
urgent.
America supports Israel, are you saying the military-industrial complex is run by Israel?
Yes.
What's the proof of that?
I'm saying that the Zionist Khazars, these people, what is the proof of it? Well, go look at, as again, I will say, Biden's cabinet, the State Department, Victoria Nuland. Who is making the decisions to go and bomb these people when Congress hasn't even declared war? If we can really fund a government, if we can really send hundreds of billions of dollars, military equipment, military aid, put boots on the ground in a country without our Congress declaring war, where are we as a country?
Well, Congress did that in Vietnam. Was that the Jews too?
I'm not as well versed on Vietnam.
Or Korea. There was no declaration of war.
I can see what's happening in the world right now. We are killing millions of people. The United States government is probably the most corrupt government. Forget Ukraine. We are probably the most corrupt government on the face of the planet.
I would agree with that.
And at the heart of the CIA, at the heart of the intelligence operation, at the heart of the DOJ, the FBI is imprisoning people like Owen. Innocent people who are being taken away from their family. When he was on the show yesterday, he was talking about all the people that he spent that time in prison with. These are men who have been separated from their families. And the people that are putting them in prison, who no doubt inevitably will come after me and come after you. And then they're going to come after everyone that supports or stands behind the people who have been willing to stand up for the truth and say the truth unfetteredly, not caring who came after them. They're next. And if these people don't understand that, if they're still stuck on Fox or stuck on CNN or busy doing your everyday life, they are coming after you.
All right, so, Stu, let's get down to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
Hitler thought the main problem was the Jews. Do you agree with that, Adolf Hitler? Real question.
Yeah. I mean, look. I don't agree with senselessly murdering or killing anybody. I don't agree with ruthless dictators. Do I agree with everything Vladimir Putin does? No, of course not. I mean, could he be a ruthless dictator killing innocent people? Of course.
Yeah, well, Hitler killed more Russians than anybody. He killed 28 million of them.
Do I support that? No, of course not. Mm-hmm. But I'm able to objectively still agree with a lot of the things that Vladimir Putin is doing that we have proof of without being propagandized. I can watch when the media tells me to do something. If I run the opposite direction, I normally find the truth. Why the incessant push to villainize Vladimir Putin and label him a war criminal?
I know. My question was about Adolf Alois Hitler.
No, I'm not a Hitler supporter.
Well, that's good. I'm not either. What I'm saying is, do you know about the Russian Revolution, right?
Of course.
And I'd say half the Russian Revolution at the top was Jewish, the island, and that they were atheist. You know, Stalin then double-crossed and basically poisoned Lenin and then kicked the Jewish leadership of the communists out. That was the Trotskyites.
And then developed these arbitrary borders where ethnic Russians just had to resettle.
Yeah, you're talking about Lenin.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, though there is, that's, some of that stuff's going on there. I'm just simply saying that then Hitler killed, even though Lenin was gone and Jews weren't running Russia, Hitler killed 26, 28 million Russians. So when I bring up Hitler, you bring up Putin. I'm just saying that this is, just because there's some bad Jews doesn't mean then Hitler's good. And I'm not saying you're saying that, but I mean, it's.
No, I'm not saying Hitler.
Like Biden's a horrible person. We don't blame the Irish for that.
I'm not saying Hitler is good, and I'm not saying that Jews are bad. I'm saying that we have a secular nation state that has infiltrated every single level of every federal bureaucracy in our government, that is making policy decisions, that is making military decisions, that is sucking the taxpayer dry.
Well, I'll agree with you on this. We won World War II and defeated Hitler. Both my grandfathers in the Army, Air Corps, and both almost died, so I almost don't exist because of it. And it is weird with the liberals, the left, the ADL. They have literally made America conservatives. We're Hitler now, and we have to agree with drag queen story time and open borders and critical race theory and white people are bad, or we're Hitler. I find that very, very offensive.
White males are the biggest threat to our national security. We're told that. White Christian males are a bigger threat than the CIA-created ISIS, than the Israel-created Hamas. Remember, Israel created Hamas. And I know we've talked about this before, but this is supposed to be one of the most fortified borders on the face of the planet.
Well, see, that's how I would criticize the leadership of Israel, not Jews in general. Who stood down? It's confirmed. Why'd they do it? Why'd they found Hamas? Yeah, now you're talking. And why did Biden give Iran money before this happened? It's a lot more sophisticated.
So, if they formed and funded Hamas, at the end of the day, who did that? Where does all of the money come from? You say that Israel is a super rich nation. Where does it come from? Who gives it to them? How do they earn it? Have they ever fought alongside of us in one single war? Nope, they haven't. Have they killed Americans? Yep, they have. Have they carried out war crimes against America? Yep, they have. Why are they our greatest ally? Why can't I ask that question without being an anti-Semitic Jew hater?
Well, somehow Hitler was protected on America. We're Hitler now.
Our government is Hitler?
No. After World War II, the ADL now has taught us America's Hitler. We must do what the ADL says or we are Hitler.
I don't necessarily disagree with that point.
Explain that to me.
Our government is just as murderous. How many millions of...
No, but I'm saying the ADL says Christians and white people are Hitler.
Yes. Yeah.
Do what they say or we'll call you Hitler.
Yeah, we're
fine. So I don't like what the ADL does. I can't stand them. I'm just saying the ADL is like a leftist globalist brainwashing operation. I don't then... Like if a black guy mugs me today, I don't then see black people and think, oh, they're going to mug me. Or if a white guy mugs me, I don't think white people did it.
But objectively, you have to sit back and look at the percentage of violent crime that's committed by young black males. And then you have to be able to honestly talk about it.
Sure. But what I'm saying is I'm happy to criticize any government and any power structure or mafia. But, you know, the Italians, you know, had a lot of mafia in this country. We don't blame people with an Italian last name because there was a big Italian mafia. That's where I'm going with this.
Again, I'm not naming the Jew as being the bad guy. I am merely pointing out that at every level of our bureaucracy, that we swear an allegiance to this nation state, that we send hundreds of billions of dollars without question, that we bomb people on behalf of this country, that will protect their borders and not protect ours, that our media is 100% funded by these people. Our media, our criminal media, forced people to die and is still forcing people to die every day. Our media is normalizing.
Okay, but then again, and then the big universities agree with you. 90% the presidents won't even, so how do you get, because you know those presidents are put in there to say what they're told.
Counter narratives. Of course. What is Fox and CNN? Same ownership.
So you're saying the Israel lobby is using leftist idiots to make any anti-Israel thing look discredited?
Of course.
Yeah. Legitimate point.
What is
I'm asking you the questions to answer them. I'm not answering them to like say you're wrong. I mean, I think we should be able to discuss this because we're all been called Hitler. We're pro free speech. Elon Musk has been called Hitler. He's certainly not anti-Israel. So I think it's important to have. I mean, if you can have MSNBC say white people are inherently evil because the right color of their skin, they've opened the door to all this discussion. And now I see a lot of the pro-Israel lobbies not liking this. They're like, wait. We were teaching white people are inherently bad. Don't say we're bad. The head of the ADL said, listen. We're just saying white people are bad, but now you put Jews at the bottom of the barrel, the worst the white people. No, white people are bad, we're good. That's a very racist, evil person.
How do we mobilize the American people? How do we stop them from killing us? How do we stop them from having unfettered, unquestioned sexual access to our children? How do we stop them from forcing injections into our children and into us? Why do we?
And you're saying that's Jews doing that?
No, I'm saying, how does the American people...
Well, what I'm saying is, Israel got some of the most poisoned shots. They have some of the highest death toll. So if the Jews are the magic, pup the magic dragon, why were they hit with shots as bad as any country? Probably
because those are practicing Jews. The people of Israel, the practicing Jews, got that poison from the satanic, fake, non-practicing Khazars that call themselves Jews... to prevent you from being able to criticize them or their government, to allow them to continue to...
You're saying it was a lethal injection. We know here it was directed at conservatives. You seen the numbers?
Yeah, I've seen the numbers.
They sent hot lots into the most conservative areas.
Yeah, we did a big thing on that. You could go find how bad is my shot or whatever it is, .com. You can go look and see if you got the serum, if you got the...
All right, well, I didn't censor you. I thought we'd talk about the election and...
I want to.
And all this, and we just spent 50 minutes on Jews, so... We can do 4 hours like Kanye West?
No.
Because it's so magic to say it. It's like...
this is why I wanted to start talking about elections. Are we going to vote our way out of this? How do you mobilize the American people? Are we really going to pretend that the 2024
election... what do you think of Trump's indictments? What do you think of the open borders? What do you think of the Ukraine war? What do you think of Zelensky saying, stop crying, Americans. No roads for you. Give me all your money. He actually said that.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip?
And who is...
You don't get roads, give me all your money.
Who is Zelensky? Who put him there? We did.
The totally compromised guy that plays pianos with his...
He just bought yesterday, by the way, a $22 million mansion in Florida.
Yep.
This is where our money is going. And then the media gins up the hype. Oh, Toby Keith, let's write a song. We'll put a boot in your... It's the American way. Don't screw with us or we'll bomb you and turn you into glass. This is what we're doing.
And then they bring the Muslims in who then are pissed and attack us. And then the TSA grabs our children's genitals.
Military.
That's the dialectic.
Yes.
All right. We got to go to break in 2 minutes. I get it.
You know what I want to talk about? Listen, mobilizing Americans. We have to take our gun. We're in the middle of World War III.
And
our
Jews welcome to join in the fight against the new world?
Sure. Yeah. Pick up. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Real Jews or fake Khazars that want to kill us? Yeah. Practicing Jews? Of course. I thought we were done on the Jews.
No, we're not going to stop now.
But I will tell you this.
I'm going to do a 48-hour marathon.
If you want to know the truth, military interventions are killing innocent people across the planet. The only intervention that I believe that we should support right now is when the American people rise up and intervene against this government, our government.
Well, you're not talking for offensive violence, though.
The answer to 1984 is likely 1776.
And then you want to list a military. The thing is, it's an information war, though. So when I say war, I mean the war of ideas. I think they want violence. I think that's the worst possible thing.
They do.
Okay.
Because they want a justification to be able to kill us in the street without question.
All right. Stu Peters is our guest. He wanted to come to town. I'm interviewing him for a show. And I'm having Kanye West flashbacks. I'm not saying you're baby Hitler, but the point is... We're here. The War Room's coming up in about an hour and 6 minutes, 5 minutes from now. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, American Journal. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Infowars.com/show. And yeah, we're back on X and getting tens of millions of views a day on that, and that's great. But no matter what happens to us, as long as we're still here, you can find us at Infowars.com.
Stress, anxiety, feeling out of alignment? You don't have to live this way. At Ezra Healing, we guide you back into balance with our new health paradigm. Personalized options and soul-centered practices. It's not about quick fixes. It's about true transformation.
Our philosophy is do no harm model of care. And we are really focusing on people with vaccine injuries. Our mission is to help people understand what cancers are and bring solutions and relieve pain and suffering.
No waiting rooms. No gaslighting.
The ivermectin is a moment in time in your life to get rid of parasites. And if you're struggling with cancer, we get rid of cancer. If we have a vaccine injury, we're going to alleviate that. But the goal is to, you know, eliminate, anything, you know, foreign in your body. So we use these supplements, these medications for a point in time in our life, eliminating anything that lowers your vibe.
This Black Friday, don't just scroll, take a stand. Join the movement that can't be censored. The Stu Peters Locals community is where truth seekers come together to unite. Right now, during our Black Friday special, you can subscribe for less than a cup of coffee and get exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, live chats, and early drops. We are thankful for your support, and the month of November, we are giving you the first month for just $5. Join now at StuPeters.tv.
They told you to trust the system, take the pills, wait for the symptoms, hope for the best. But the Stu Crew, we don't wait. We take charge. We fight back. With truth and with real health. Introducing Cardio Miracle, the natural formula trusted by the Stu Peters Network to boost nitric oxide, support circulation, and protect your heart without the poison of Big Pharma. This is real science, real ingredients, and real results. No synthetic garbage, no prescriptions, just what your body was designed to use. Don't wait for a crisis to wake you up. Take control now, because freedom means nothing if your heart stops beating. Support your heart. Support the truth. Support yourself. Get Cardio Miracle today. Go to highpowerheart.com before it's too late.
All right, popular talk show host Stu Peters is in studio with us one more segment than the great Drew Hernandez takes over, always informative. And then you're going to interview me for your show. When's that going to air?
I'm not really quite sure.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure it's going to be interesting because none of this is pre-planned. I love the stuff on the internet, like, oh, it's all pre-planned. It's all this and that. No, it's not. We take your calls. They're real calls. Guests are real guests. Come in here and talk about whatever you want. I believe in that. I believe in free speech. I am a free speech absolutist. We're on a lot of radio stations, so we just can't say cuss words over and over again or they get fined. But other than that, we can basically do whatever we want. Stu, we just did an hour on Israel. Great. That's there. People can come get what they want from that. But big picture, cyber attacks imminent, civil war, all these movies about it, the election, Trump, the indictments. What do you think we're about to see next year?
Well, they're telegraphing everything we're going to see. I mean, this Barack and the guy pretending to be Michelle Obama with their new, what is this, Live Another Day or
Big Mike?
Yeah, Big Mike. And so they're telling us the cyber attacks. Isn't this what the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab have been trying to condition the American public to
expect? Yeah, now they put it in full pop gear.
Yeah.
Before they were pre-programming. I'm really concerned.
What did they say at John Miller on the other day? One of these actors, this is Sandra Bullock or someone, one of these washed up people says, don't just dole out trust to anybody, especially white people. They're just saying this. What if you said that about Jews? What if you said that about black people? And I hate to be the guy that...
Well, no, there's no doubt that Hollywood's promoting racial division.
And I hate to be the Sean Hannity, just continue to point out the hypocrisy. What I'm about is moving the ball. What I'm about is implementing a strategy for Americans to take America back. And when you talk about Trump 2024, when you talk about any congressional elections, when you talk about presidential elections, I mean, I think that they've been stolen for a very long time. I think that they've been rigged and set up. I don't know if Trump was the guy that they needed to come and shake everything up and to polarize every single topic that we have. I don't know if it was, you know, to create. You say that they want violence in the streets. I agree with that. I think that there is violence in the streets. I mean, look at what we saw over the summer of love in 2020, $12 billion in damage carried out, you know, and instigated by sitting members of Congress while people robbed and raped and looted. You talked about Antifa. They targeted police officers. They assassinated them. They threw Derek Chauvin in prison. They're trying to throw Trump in prison for hundreds of years. They've got J6ers still being held as prisoners of war on American soil. I mean, we are a country that's being attacked by its own government. We are at war right now, and too many people are complacent. Too many people are apathetic. Too many people are willfully ignorant. And, you know, when you say things like, you know, it's catchy phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. Well, who the hell are we to think that we can just inherit this country that was built on the sacrifice of those who died in piles of spent shell casings in these useless and fake wars to give us individual liberty, bodily autonomy, and freedom? When is it going to be our time to actually do something to take our country back? And what does that look like? We're not going to vote our way out of this. And it doesn't really matter who's in power right now. If they're subservient to whether it's the Chinese communists, if they're subservient to the Middle East because of our oil, if they're subservient to the central banking criminal cabal, if they're subservient to Israel, it doesn't matter. But they're not doing the bidding of the American people. They are all controlled. And when you talk about counter narratives and you look at somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez versus Marjorie Taylor Greene, aren't they the same person? They get their topics.
I like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
AOC, but in our fake system of this two-party representative.
Yeah, but everybody says everybody's fake. I mean, MTG's a great lady, and I love her, and she stands up for free speech and everything. It's a sweetheart. I know you go after her a lot. Why?
Well, she's lied many times. I'm going to go up against rhinos. I'm gonna do all this for the J6ers. Photo opportunities. I mean,
she's had hearings about the poison shots.
I think that we have much bigger problems on our hands that need to be dealt with imminently, or we are going to.
How about we spend time on Dick Durbin instead of MTG?
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, we've got Dick the Durbin, handful of the best Congress people.
Didn't Dick Durbin just make it impossible for the Epstein client log to ever come?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, I see your show some. You do it in informative. I watch it some, and it's like, but then I'm like, oh, MTG's the issue. We've our problem.
I just don't think that we have anybody in our government that's really legitimately doing the bidding of the people. I don't think that we have a legitimate structure.
Well, once you're in the government, though, there's this, it's very hard. I think she's trying to get stuff done.
What I meant when I said the difference between AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene is that they get their talking points. These are people who have to constantly have issues, but finding solutions to the issues puts them out of work. So for AOC, it's what? The environment and racism and environmental racism. And for Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's exposing the deep state and crushing rhinos and January Sixers. But if there's ever a solution that's presented by members of our government, then we don't need to fund the
government. Wait a minute. Just because they're trying to fix stuff and they haven't doesn't mean she's bad.
It's cyclical. Every single representative in our government
you're a likable guy, but it's easy to armchair quarterback and then say that why hasn't she fixed everything?
I don't think that she needs to single-handedly fix anything. What I'm merely pointing out is that it doesn't matter if it's Marjorie Taylor Greene or AOC. Use Dick Durbin as an example if you want to. We don't have a government that does.
Or Mitch McConnell, the evil turtle.
Sure, the turtle lord. Or
the turtle lord.
The Raytheon, you know, Lindsey Graham, or eye patch guy, Dan Crenshaw.
Now you're talking. Those are people that are really bad.
These people want to kill everyone, I mean, on the planet.
I mean, take Joe Rogan. He's gotten a lot better. He's waking up. He's not controlled by anybody. I know Joe. He's in a process. He's getting better.
I think we all do. Every day we try to get better at what we do. Every day we try to dig for more information and
discuss. You think they killed Trump? Because I don't know what else they can do now. They're really screwed the pooch on this.
They will absolutely kill Trump. Yeah. And now we're hearing that Jack Smith is coming with more indictments that Donald Trump actually orchestrated and tried to carry out, you know, an insurrection against the U.S. government. This is a crime that's punishable by death. So, I mean, they could kill him illegitimately. They could poison him. They could assassinate him, or they could kill him, you know, under the fake law. This is really dangerous. The times that we're in are very dangerous when our DOJ is targeting Americans.
But Stu, Trump's daughter has Jewish children and is super pro-Israel, but Trump's good and they want to kill him. Come on, that's what I'm saying. It's more sophisticated.
I didn't say Trump was good. I don't know what's going on with Trump. I know that the Trump of 2015 is not the Trump that we're seeing right now.
So you don't support Trump?
I don't think Trump is a solution. I don't think any one man...
Well, I don't think we should put all our faith in Trump. I agree with that, but I think Trump's good. He wants prosperity. He's trying to...
I mean, he wants a merited economy. He wants a border, and that's a great place to start. If we had a border that was... a real border. We have a non-existent border.
No, I hear you. So yeah. So I'm just saying there's a lot of diversity out there in the ideas. What are you going to interview me about?
I just want to have real conversation about mobilizing the American people. We've got to start moving the ball towards solutions.
Yeah, well, what about your statement? Because I think violence is not the answer. You agree with that, right?
You know, I don't like unnecessary violence. I don't think that anybody should be attacked for their ideologies. I don't think that anybody should be attacked for their faith, for their religion. I don't think anybody should be attacked for their race or their ethnicity. But I don't believe that there's a political solution to the problems that we're facing. And the last thing that I want to do is leave the mess that we have now, a country that's deteriorating.
So what are the military targets?
To my children. I don't want to leave this fight to them.
Well, you think violence might be an answer? Well,
I don't think that it's the answer, but I think that it may be inevitable.
If it's inevitable, then we should be talking about targets.
I don't support violence. I don't support that. I'm not calling for anybody to go and act violently. But what I am saying is that...
Because you're ready to party. You're at 3 a.m. right now.
The Constitution tells us what to do with a government that is oppressive to our God-given constitutional inherent inalienable rights. And that is to remove or abolish that form of government and to replace it with a government that's representative of the people. And I think that we would be derelict in our duties if we didn't start talking about what that looks like. Because that's what we have.
Well, and they're trying to start a physical war. They may trigger it with false flags, then we're in it. So, yeah, we got to have a discussion about that. Maybe we'll talk about that on your show. I guess it'll air sometime next week.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. StuPeters.com at Real Stu Peters on Twitter. Hey, you like Elon Musk?
I agree with what he's doing lately. And I'm glad that he reinstated you. Welcome back to Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, you can't disagree with that. All right. Or you
should. Standing up to advertisers and telling them to F off. And it's great.
They told me to go off.
Yeah.
All right, Stu Peters. All right, Drew Hernandez takes over now. Then Owen Schroyer in 45 minutes.
The Federal Reserve, of course, controlled by Jewish bankers, has been endlessly trapping, enslaving, making the lives of American citizens miserable for over 100 years. It should actually be their slogan. And they do this by means of usury, inflation, and endless debt bondage, which traps good American families into a vicious cycle of poverty while enriching the Zionist elites. That's the plan. So a lot of people, when looking for real solutions to break free, obviously consider precious metals, but they don't know what they're doing when it comes to gold and silver. Well, you can escape that confusion and escape that tyranny with a free copy of our guide. What you'll learn? How the cashless system enforces control, protecting your wealth and your family from exploitation. Why gold and silver are the antidote to fiat scams. Steps to liberate yourself from the Fed's grip. Get your copy right now. BibleandGold.com. Go to BibleandGold.com.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. J-Proof is Jew-proof.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
If you go over to jproof.ai right now, you can get all of the information on everything J-Proof. Matt Wallace on X just last night started tweeting about this because now it is news. It's news that everybody has remained completely quiet about a remedy and a solution for our movement and for our mission and for our army, and that all of the naysayers and everybody saying that Stu Peters is a scammer, Stu Peters is a rug puller. No, I will never Jew my people. Which is exactly why, after a surge to $200 million market cap value, J-Proof found its legitimate and authentic floor amongst its real holders, real warriors, a real army of based as hell, based warriors. $45 million floor. Yeah, we'll take it. Go to jproof.ai or don'tbeajew.com for more information on everything J-Proof.
I can control what I put into my mouth. I can control what I feed to my child. I can control how I grow my food and if I want to spray pesticides or not. But I cannot control the experiments over my head.
Within an hour, it spreads out. It creates a blanket.
We're in a war. This is a war against me, you, our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come. This is war raised upon us.
These programs consist of spraying tons of patented aerosol pollutants into our skies without public consent. This includes aluminum, barium, strontium, and more.
It's targeting your food, your water, and it's coming in multiple different ways.
If people want to know if this is a real thing, states have bills to ban it.
I think there are now 32 states that have taken an attempt at this. This has become a huge issue.
If your average citizen knew the truth of what's going on and what they're being exposed to without their consent, they would be outraged and they would take action.
I don't want some creep ramming chemicals down my throat without my permission.
We need to prosecute those people that are doing it.
Do we stand in one spot and say enough is enough? And if they don't listen, we take it to the next step?
You've been doing this for a while?
Yep.
Long time. People do care.
Yeah.
We care deep.
I know that.
So we're now getting really involved, and now we're going to bring something legal against your company.